Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why mail merged offers get consistent results. This is a fun week today. I mean, a fun week this week. The good shows.
Yeah. Could be dry for some. I'm like, are you being sarcastic?
No.
Okay.
It's all good to have fun, but
it is.
You have to learn stuff.
Exactly.
And make money.
These are good topics.
First, let's take a question posted by one of our members on Land Academy's free online community.
Okay. Luke asks, sounds like we use the same person every time, but we have multiple Lukes in our world.
Yeah. So, and they all are very vocal.
Yeah, it's like everyone, okay, this is Luke. I have several sellers that are wanting to sell properties that are in trust. How does buying from a trust work? Is there some kind of paper outlining who has the right to sign for property in a trust? Are there often multiple people who have to sign the deed when buying from a trust? These are such good questions.
Yeah, they really are. We have a smart group.
We do.
I know based on how this question is written and the punctuation and the fact that it's pretty much perfect, which Luke did this.
Me too. And it's the second Luke.
I know. Because the original Luke, who's just knocking it out of the park, by the way.
Well, they both are.
He's not interested in punctuation for some reason.
No.
Nope. This is an extremely good question. And so the short of it is this. There are entities that are allowed legally to own property. This happened all in like the 1700s, literally. Who can own property? What can own property? Well, it used to be that not even women could own property. That's insane now.
What?
Just the even thought of that is insane.
It's hilarious.
So
now I own a lot of property.
Yes, you do.
I think I own more than you do right now.
I think you do too.
Technically.
I bet I do. Probably 1,500 properties.
It's under
it's a lot.
My company now. You won't know
we have
it's
separate
me.
Companies.
But it's a company, yeah.
That's awesome. You know what? I'm serious. That is so that was a perfect rebuttal to what I just said. You know? My point is this. Individuals can own property now, mm-hmm. regardless of gender or
age,
race, anything. Yeah, I get that question a lot. Can my minor kid own a property? Yes. Mm-hmm. So people can own property. Who else can own property?
Companies.
Corporations, LLCs, all different types of companies.
Trust.
Well, trust is just another entity that can own property. Mm-hmm. And it throws people a lot.
Mm-hmm. Churches.
People start trust for a lot of reasons. Usually it's to avoid taxes when they die, for conveying all kinds of assets, not property, but just any bank accounts, all kinds of stuff. So if the trust owns it and you're a beneficiary of the trust, let's say you start the trust owns the property and you started it, you're the executor, but your kids are beneficiaries. Mm-hmm. Is this too much information?
No, it's good.
When you pass away, there's a clear roadmap or set of instructions about who gets what. When people die with no will.
And who has to sign.
Yeah. So that's all a trust is. It's just an organization document. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. You do not file a trust anywhere. You just get it notarized and an attorney keeps a copy of it and you put one in your drawer and that's it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
So
what's
the real question here?
So how does buying from a trust work? The same as it would be buying from a LLC or buying from any company or buying from a person.
So tell us, Jill, because I know you do this and your team does this all the time.
I'm going to follow the questions and Luke did such a good job, it's going to spell it all out here. So how does it work? Is there some kind of paper outlining who has the right to sign for property in a trust? Yes, it is the trust itself, the document. And you know when you're looking at a deed and it says, you know, it's owned by Smith Family Trust, 1982. Sometimes some of them have the year in there and everything. It's really interesting. So that's who owns the property is that trust. And is there a paper outlining who has the right to sign? Yes. And you want to get your hands on that. So if it's owned by the Smith Family Trust of 1982, you need to ask for a copy of the Smith Family Trust from 1982. And I always ask for the whole thing too, not just the whatever pages. I want to have that whole document, just kind of a kind of a CYA, and everybody's really cool with it. They understand that. So it's not a big deal. Though. Yeah. They'll say it's 30 pages. You want me to fax it, or you want me to mail it, or scan it? You know, but they'll say that, and I'll say, yeah, just, you know, whatever's easiest for you. I just need the, that's cool. I need that. And on, are there often multiple people who have this sign, the deed when buying from a trust? It depends what's in the trust. Sometimes it might be one person as a beneficiary who's overseeing the entire estate or whatever it is. It might be brother and sister or husband and wife, or, you know, usually it's like a siblings or partners or something like that. So, and then, yeah, and it's spelled out in there. Whoever stated as the beneficiaries or recipients, I should say, of the trust, they're the ones that need to sign. So how does this whole thing work? So I'm getting here. So Luke, I've got the property. I'm staring at the vesting deed. I say, Mr. Smith, I need that Smith Family Trust from 1982. Great. He gets it over to me. However, I just look at the trust and make sure that I word it exactly the same. By the way, if it says Smith Family Trust of 1982 is the on the vesting deed, you know, as the grantee, that is your grantor now, going into your name or your company.
And it has to be exact. That's key. Even if they spell words weird or whatever.
Exactly.
They have to spell in the same way.
Yeah. Well, we said 1982, but we meant 1981 or 90. You know,
or Smith is lowercase.
Exactly.
Then
whatever
if it's lowercase, then it better be lowercase when you do it.
Right. Or Smith Family Trust of 1982. You don't want to put, but the beneficiaries' names. You don't put like their names now. No, you still say, I'm buying it from the Smith Family Trust, you know, da, 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 da. So then you, and then, so based on that document, who has to sign it, at the bottom, you're going to put there as trustees or as beneficiaries of the, you know, Smith Family Trust, where you put the person's name on there. Now, Jack and I were just going back and forth about, do I record this trust? What do I do with this trust now? And we differ. What do you think, Jack?
Well, I cannot recall ever in the 15,000 plus properties we've bought or sold that where I've ever sent a copy of the trust in to be recorded with the deed. And it's the same thing with an LLC. Mm-hmm. I don't even check. I mean, I haven't done this in a lot of years now because we have a pretty big staff, but I don't even check to see who owns or can sign for an LLC. I just let it happen.
I know. Yeah, you got to check. But it's easy to check online.
I think you guys do, though.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Like my LLC, we can put it in 30 seconds and see, yep, Jill's a managing member. There you go. And you know that I'm the only one that needs to sign.
Yeah.
So that's really easy to do. But what's funny is maybe it depends on the county. So sometimes I say it's not bad to bust out. If you have any questions, it's never bad to bust out a phone call to the county and run it by them. Because I have had counties that said, which is the silliest thing on the planet, they were just kind of backwards. But they said, they asked me to print out a copy of the LLC from online that they can look at themselves. I'm not kidding. And I had to mail in 3 copies of that. I'm like, this
that's
is like
silly.
Overkill. But you always want to do what they ask for, too, by the way. You don't want to make them, you know, if they ask for 3 copies, big deal. I'll pull it up. I'll pin out 3 copies and I'll send it in with that. And then everybody's happy.
Right.
It's all good.
So, I mean, the short answer is, yeah, trusts are awesome. Mm-hmm. Usually it tells me that the seller's real organized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're organized enough to do that. They're really organized enough to follow the directions that you give them to liquidate their property with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to appreciate from you too, because you know what it is, you know how to do it, and it's all good. It's better than if it's just in John Smith's name and he's passed away and you're talking to Jack Smith, the son,
right?
And it's still in John Smith's name. That's a mess,
right?
This solves that. Trusts solve that for your kids.
Well, the bigger thing too is this is not a big deal. You don't have to get an attorney involved. There's no probate or anything weird that you need to do. It's just kind of a normal transaction.
What the heck is this show about anyway?
I know.
If you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us on Land Academy's free online community. Today's topic, which is the meat of the show, why mail merge offers get consistent results. And I love these shows this week.
Yeah.
They're brainy shows. They may put you to sleep, but darn it, it's stuff you need to know.
Darn it, I like you.
Do you?
Most days, just kidding. I do. I always like you.
Thank you. That's nice. You have pretty eyelashes.
Thank you. Not today. My eyes are a little puffy, but anyway.
So, mail merge. What the heck is a mail merge anyway? Well, there's lots of ways you can send an offer to an owner. You can mail merge it, which is the right way. Or you can just say, hey, current resident at 123 Main Street, we've got a deal for you. No,
call me if you want to talk about selling.
That's the absolute wrong way to do this. Or if you do have, let's just start with what a mail merge is and why. A mail merge allows you to take a data set. So let's say you have 100 owners and you know the owner's name, the address of the property, how big it is. It's 5 acres, 10 acres, 40 acres. And what the assessed value is, on and on and on. Legal description, lot numbers, all of it. You have all that data right in front of you. So if you have all this beautiful data, you would never really want to just send, use one line of data and send it to John Smith. You want to use that data to make it look like, and here's the key to a mail merge, you're making the document look like you're only sending it to that owner. That is so specific and so special, and you have all this data, all this incredibly exact information from the assessor's database. It's landing at the owner's doorstep. He opens the offer and he says, oh my gosh, this guy knows I have a 5 acre property in Henderson County, Nevada, that it's assessed at $1,400 and I purchased it for $1,200 three years ago. Who is this guy?
Right.
He must be
talk
serious.
Talk about getting their attention.
I have to take this seriously.
Exactly.
This guy knows some, well, little does he know that you just sent out 1,500 of them just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it took you the push of a button. So that's a mail merge allows you to do that. Here's the example that I use and I've used in the past, and it helps a lot of people who can't really get past what it is or how to do it, like this. Let's say you want to send a love note to 16 girls. And you do
I
not
love how
want.
You come back to this example. This is your favorite, I tell you.
And each of these 16 girls, you never want another girl to know that there's another girl. You want all of them to feel special, like they're the only girl. Look, Jill's getting all melty.
Oh, no, actually, this
Jill,
is me getting frustrated.
You're
like,
the only
why
girl
would you
for
send
me.
16? Yeah, right. I'm the one that answered the letter. I'm the one that picked up the phone. Jeez. Oh.
So what you would do is use a mail merge. They all have different names, right? Stacy, Jill, Jackie, all of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they all probably have something beautiful about them that's different than the other one. Pretty hair.
Put in the different color eyes. Blue
hair.
Eyebrow. Blue, yeah. Brown, green.
So you want to
fill that in.
Dear Jackie, I love your beautiful blue eyes. Well, if she's got brown eyes, you don't want to do that. And you don't want to send Dear Jackie to Janice.
Right.
Or so you put it all in a spreadsheet.
Dear resident.
Right. Hey, dear girl.
Female.
Dear female.
Person with ovaries.
Dear fertile female. To whom it may concern.
That's right. If you reply in the next 24 hours, there's a dinner involved. What the heck?
Oh, so much.
You'll be the lucky winner of chicken dinner with me.
So you want to send it that so it says, Dear Jackie with beautiful blue eyes. Dear Janice with beautiful green eyes. And dear, what? So you get my. So you put it all in a spreadsheet. There's 16 girls with different first names, different color eyes,
different addresses,
and all of it. And so when a mail merge allows you to literally type the exact same, type out the body or the content of the letter, but where there's variables like blue eyes, green eyes, it allows you to replace those with each one of those in an automatic fashion, each one of those specific attributes.
Mm-hmm.
So you use it for property, all kidding aside. The result is a PDF of 16 love notes
personalized.
Completely personalized. So if you read it, it reads it just like I read it to each one. And they have no idea. And they take it seriously.
It's on Microsoft Word and it's just a button.
Do you ever go out with a girl and she like for a long time and then she says, you don't even know the color of my eyes. And then she turns around and says, what's the color of my eyes? I haven't. I just read about it.
Okay. Got it.
They're black right now, princess.
Yeah. And the pupils are really big.
Like a shark. Like a hungry shark.
That's right. I'll be over there.
So the result is a huge PDF of 16 different, in our case, with the love note letter, you get it. So in our case, it's literally 1,500 property owners with real specific data, 5 acres, 10 acres, APN, legal descriptions, dream it up. And then it allows you to offer different prices. Like if they're all 5-acre properties, you could send them in each line item. You could send $500, $1,000, depending on the property and the research. So trust me, it's way more simple than it sounds. That is a mail merge, and it gets people's attention. This is why Jill and I say, man, we see a lot of new members making these mistakes, not new members, but new people come to us having done it wrong. That's why sending out postcards doesn't get anybody's attention. It's not the content of it. It might have a pretty picture on it, but the content's not saying, hey, you're special.
Or I know anything about you.
I know all about you and your property, and I'm choosing it because it's special and I'm serious.
Right. It's like a pizza coupon. I don't think that they're going to, I would even open that. If I got a letter from a pizza company that was personalized to me with what seemed to me like a special, unique coupon to me, I would look at that.
Yeah.
Versus a flyer hanging on the door that doesn't have anything on there.
If you go to our YouTube channel, it's landacademy.com. There's videos in there. Some of them I've done. Some of them I've collected that I think are a real good example of what a mail merge is. And check it out because it may seem hard, but once you get the concept, it's just a few steps. Mm-hmm. So that's what a mail merge is. So why does it get consistent results? Well, we kind of covered it, right?
Mm-hmm. Because it's special. It's personalized. What's so interesting is the results that we get, it triggers something in people that, like you said, Jack, that we're serious. It's respectable. We know all this about you. We did our homework, and they may not act on it right now, but by golly, they're going to save it. And they do. They save our letters and for a rainy day or when something. This is the whole thing that I love too. Good letters get consistent results because they you're looking for a situation. And so the situation for that person might be today. It might be 3 months from now. It might be 3 years from now. But when the situation arises that they think they need to sell, they're going to pull out our letter. And they do.
Exactly. And it's because it's super specific. The girls that I mentioned, you just can't just send it to, hey, girl. You could say, hey, Jackie, with beautiful. It's just really, really, really specific. And you have to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's important.
Right.
Do you want to talk about what's coming?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, is it a little bit complicated? Not really. For us, it's not. And for most of all of our members, it's not. But if you're freaked out about it, because everybody's freaked out about something. I'm freaked out about paperwork. But if this is one of the things that freaks you out, go ahead, Jill.
Nothing.
We have good news.
No, I'm letting you announce it's all you.
Go ahead.
It's all you.
So, we are taking the work out of this for our members. Mm-hmm. By the end of the year, we've aligned ourselves with a local, not retail printer, who's real specific to the real estate industry. It's a personal relationship I've had for a while, and they've found a way to automatically do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just type in the variables that you want, and that's it.
It's like you'll have your two lists, and they'll tell you specifically. We do this now with some other things for our people, like our Platinum Sellers Club. You need to have the column A like this, B like this, yes. C like this. So it's not like it's hard at all. Just make sure your columns are all lined up in this format. That's it. And then when you're going to send, here's my one-page letter. I want them all to, look like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my list. And they'll do it for you. So you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, you just input the spreadsheet, essentially, of the owners that you wanted to send with all the appropriate data.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, the document, it gets merged automatically. So.
And
then you can proof it. What's cool about it is you can proof it and say, yeah, this is exactly what I want it to look like. This is perfect. Or, man, now that I see it like this, I'd love to add a sentence at the end that says, and if you call now, I've only got $10,000 this month to spend on acquisitions or something like that. If you want to super customize it, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I love it. But it's still your letter. It's all you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. We just are taking the work out of it for you. So.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information and a lot of information today. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
Not too much inspiration today. To get just about anything you want. There's fun, funny, inspirational shows.
You got it. We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You okay?
Are we out? I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm like, what? No, all good. I'm very happy. That was long. I think we got our point across.
Awesome. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.